Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Knickerbocker reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fisher. Knickerbocker scores. Hale moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Conlon. Berger reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak is 0-for-1 in the game. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker catches it and throws to first to double up Washington. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Fisher moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Pete moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Berger reaches second base with a double. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Berger scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Jack Salveson now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first, with Salveson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Salveson reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sal Vesson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Brenzel now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jack Salvesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvesen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salvesen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Hale reaches second base with a double. There goes Knickerbocker trying to get to home. Washington throws the ball into Pete, who relays the ball to Sewell, who tags Knickerbocker, who came all the way from first, for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Sal Vesson fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Trosky moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale is walked intentionally. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Berger reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Trotsky scores. Hale moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sal Vesson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Rip Radcliffe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Conlon hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.